Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health.
Hi!
Hey, babe, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So cozy. We were just saying that it's so cozy that we're actually recording at nighttime for once.
Yeah,
and we both lit up our candles and just made ourselves cozy. I see you have a blanket around you as well, and I do too.
Yeah, all standard. The cozy vibes today, but mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm very excited. I feel like it's such a different vibe recording in the evening, which yeah. Like I don't know why, but for some reason it's just like different.
It feels a little bit more laid back, doesn't it?
True, yeah, which is kind of fitting for the topic, I guess.
Exactly. But
yeah, no, that's very true. I think in the morning we're much more like, okay, start of the day, like, let's get this. And now it's like the end of the day, like we're chilling. So mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very fitting for sure.
Yeah, and if you follow us on our Instagram and also Vale's Instagram and my Instagram, we try to interact a little bit with you guys, and we asked you to submit some of your health trends, habits, products that you think are underrated or overrated, and we're actually just going to be giving our comments or opinions on all of these. And mm-hmm. I also want to talk, like, say from the both of us that these are our opinions, and everyone has different ones, of course. Yeah. And this is not to say that it's right or wrong. It's just our personal opinion. And we speak from personal experience and mm-hmm. also as two health coaches where we try to help people out and see what has helped them. And I think we're also going to disagree maybe on some stuff, but I'm sure that most of it we're going to be pretty aligned. But it will be also very insightful to see what each one of us has to say about different ones. I'm really excited for this mm-hmm. topic.
Me too. I think it's gonna be such a different topic than topic, I guess, than we usually cover. Like usually I feel like our episodes are much more not serious but more like educational, kind of. I guess it's gonna also in a sense be educational, but I like that for a change we're kind of like doing something more light and fun. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think we'll just jump right in, but just quickly to like outline how we're gonna do it. I think we do kind of like underrated, overrated, and then maybe like a fair rated, because I think some things maybe are like, they're good and they're kind of like perceived as good, if that makes sense, or mm-hmm. yeah. I don't know if you agree with that. That we mm-hmm. do it that way.
I think that's actually really good. Fair rated. I love it.
Nice.
we have to Alrighty. Be fair as well, because some things, of course, they might not be our personal favorites, but mm-hmm. if we can like recognize the fact that maybe it helps a lot of people out or whatever, we need to give it a chance. And then it will be fair rated.
Yeah, I agree completely.
All right. Alrighty. So we have some different topics that we picked and choose from the ones that you've submitted. And the first one, I think, is a super huge one. Apple cider vinegar. I'm trying to make sound effects. So what's your Alrighty. Take on apple cider vinegar? Like, have you been using it? Have you tried the whole apple cider vinegar trend out?
No, never. I don't know. It never has appealed to me. And I think in general, like people kind of use it in the same way as we would like lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, like, I don't know, just alone the taste to me is just like a big no. But also obviously medical medium, or for anybody that doesn't know, medical medium does not approve of apple cider vinegar. So personally for me, it's overrated for sure. I don't think it has the health benefits that like are said that it has. And yeah, I think lemon water does a way better job and it tastes a lot better. What about you? What's your take on this one?
I definitely agree. And I think it's super overrated because it has become a super big health trend, but it's also a health fad. And I know that medical medium, he talks a lot about it, like being so acidic that it actually dissolves your teeth. So if it is something that if it's something that you use in your diet daily, then be super mindful. And when this acidity,
especially in the mornings,
when it encounters salts in the body, it actually like causes chronic dehydration because it pulls the living water out of your cells. So a lot of people put it in water like they would do with lemon to actually hydrate and all of these other health benefits that they say that it has. But it's actually more dehydrating than hydrating. And I know that it can cause a lot of acid reflux for people. And that's also one thing. If you're using it daily and experience acid reflux, I think one of the biggest takeaways from like this is to try to eliminate it or just take a break from it and see how that reacts on your body. And due to the acidity, it also messes a lot with our hydrochloric acid, which medical medium talks a lot about. Because if we have a healthy hydrochloric acid, then it will be able to break down invaders, pathogens coming into our body. But when it's too acidic, it actually creates an environment where all of these pathogens thrive. So one thing though, that we should like take away from apple cider vinegar on a positive note is that it's actually good when used topically at times on the skin. And also you can see it used in like shampoos and lotions. And I think it's especially good for dermatitis and dandruff because it will kill those things, but only when used topically. It won't do any good.
So the
when
skin
you put
doesn't
it inside
absorb
the body.
It?
No.
Oh, interesting.
It's basically like a cleaning agent, but not on the inside, only outside.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So I think I would definitely, my vote would be overrated AF.
Sorry. Yes, I agree. I completely agree. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
The next one is manifesting good health. What's your take?
I think this is amazing. I mean, I think it's underrated, but it's starting to become fair rated because I feel like more and more people are starting to realize the importance of actually taking care of our bodies before becoming ill and using preventative measures to stay healthy and creating healthy habits, mindfulness routines. I think like the whole world is actually starting to slowly turn into the manifestation of good health for oneself. So I really think that's between underrated and fair rated. I think it could never be overrated, honestly.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, but I think it can be misunderstood because I think oftentimes people think like they can just visualize good health and like write something down that they want and it'll just magically appear. And that's not how it works. And so I think it is like, it does, like you do have to understand it and like how to utilize it. And like the fact that you do still have to put in work and effort and you actually have to like back it up with action is, I think, not as understood. And so I don't know if it's overrated, but I think it's like misunderstood. I think that's a better word for it. But I definitely think that it can have such amazing benefits when used correct, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, like, you can manifest it in a sense of like putting it down on paper, but unless you do the work, it's never going to actually come true. So if you manifest it in a sense that you every day work towards those goals, then go you. Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that was good. And next one is Gua Sha / Jade Rollers. And I would like put this under the umbrella of lymphatic massage or like draining
tools.
Tools
for, okay. Should I go?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I think this is pretty fair rated, to be honest, because I think it is definitely like a massive trend. It's become a massive like wellness and trend. I think it can have such amazing benefits, and especially like you said, for lymphatic drainage. Sorry. This is the only downside of recording in the evening, is that for one, I keep yawning, and for two, because I just ate, it's like I keep having like not like hiccups, but like sort of. So apologies if you hear me.
Digestion is in process.
Exactly. What was I saying? Yeah, so I think it's fair rated, like for the benefits and like when you do it consistently, especially because I think when you kind of do it like on and off, it's like you're not going to see the benefits as much. But I think when you really do it consistently, like you see the benefits of lymphatic drainage, like you can literally change, like you can literally tighten your skin. You can like, how do you say it? Like lift, basically it's like a facelift when you do it consistently. Which, like, if you think about it, that's a lot of work, but I think it's worth it. And I think that's also the way that it's perceived and conveyed. It's like, yeah, when it's in your daily routine, it can really have a lot of effects. So that's my opinion. What's yours?
I mean, on this one, I really agree with you. And I would say, like, that part of me would say that it's fair rated because people actually... Mm-hmm. who use it on a daily basis, they understand the value. But I would also say that like in a lot of cases, it is underrated because I think people forget about all of the other aspects to it as well, that it can really, for example, for me, sometimes I will wake up very puffy in my face, or I used to have a lot of inflammation and like lymphatic blockages in my face, so that will really help the body to move that along.
Yeah,
and the lymphatic system is like the only system in our body that doesn't have a pump, or like the heart, like the blood has the heart and the air or the oxygen has the lungs. So doing Gua Sha or Jade Rolling or any other similar tools will actually be very beneficial in helping your body move all of the toxins and viral byproducts that are stuck in the lymphatic liquid and move it along. And then one thing that is important to remember is, like, for example, in the morning, make sure to really hydrate and drink your lemon water, because then you will help your body extra much in moving all of that along. So underrated, but fairly rated, because it has become a trend, and that means that it brings a lot of awareness. But I think people, it's like a little bit of the aesthetic trend. Like, it looks aesthetic. Like, I'm doing the Jade Rolling, but...
I completely agree. And I think also, like, with a lot of these trends, it's like the meaning behind it kind of gets lost. And like I said, with manifesting good health, it's the same thing. Like, people, like, kind of romanticize it and like do it because it's a trend, but they don't necessarily understand like the meaning behind it or what like what it actually requires to actually do it. And it's the same thing with this. It's like, if you don't properly understand what you're actually doing, then you might also be doing it wrong, because you also have to, like, you know, for example, open the lymph nodes, and like you have to go in a certain direction, or like certain certain flows, like, you know, you have to open the by your neck and stuff. And so I think if you aren't educated on it, you can definitely do it like in a way that's not as beneficial. And so in that sense, I definitely agree. Like, it is in the end a trend, and the meaning kind of gets lost a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this one is also a huge topic. Just like apple cider vinegar, collagen has been in a lot of health articles and topics lately.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, sure. Do you want Go to ahead.
Okay. So collagen is something that, of course, like my thoughts have been drawn to, or my attention has been drawn to, because a lot of people talk about it and how it's supposed mm-hmm. to be anti-aging and restore like the elasticity in the skin. So mm-hmm. it will like prevent wrinkles and yeah, make you look younger basically and have perfect skin. But I would say this is totally overrated, because there is a reason to why we are aging, and that is because of so many different reasons. And collagen, when taken as a supplement, so supplemental collagen, won't, like, our body won't pick it up, and it will actually just be wasted. We will pee it out, or like number two. It will be eliminated because it can't come from an outside source. Collagen is something that we humans also produce in order to keep this elasticity in the skin. But with time, we don't produce as much. And of course, diets and everything can be anti-aging and maybe mm-hmm. help up our collagen levels as well. But it's not something that, like a supplement that promotes itself of having a lot of collagen, or I know there are a lot of collagen powders which people put in their morning coffee or in their shakes. That won't ever work, and it's just like a sales technique. It's like greenwashing, mm-hmm. but for staying young. And I think you can put your money in much better products rather yeah. than going for the collagen trend.
Mm-hmm. So your take is
overrated,
I assume.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think we're pretty much on the same page on this one. I think you pretty much covered it all, but yeah, collagen is something that your body produces itself, and when you take a supplement, your body can't process that, and so there's no use of it. And yeah, I don't want to repeat what you said, but yeah, I definitely think it's overrated. And especially mm-hmm. like you said, like, it's such a wellness trend, and people kind of buy into it because of the effects that they think that, or the results that they think they'll get. But I just think it's funny, because it's like, if these people, like, of course there's people that like eat healthy and take collagen, but like if they were to even just pay a little bit more attention to their diet, like, that would alone make such a massive difference. And so I just think it's funny how people like so easily buy into these kind of supplements without like even considering or like putting in the effort of changing their diet and eating a little bit healthier, when in reality, like, I don't know, to me it just makes so much sense that what you put into your body is what, like, your energy, everything outside of you is gonna reflect. And so like diet can literally just change everything. And so I just, yeah, with some supplements, I just think, like, I don't know, you can do that with diet. So like, yeah, I guess the education is just not there for that, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's also overrated. A little bit like with apple cider vinegar, it's like promising you something that is mm-hmm. not there. It's like an empty promise. And it's yeah. also like one single thing is not gonna give you an anti-aging facelift. You really need mm-hmm. to put on and look into each and every aspect of your life. And yeah. like Valentina said, focus on your lifestyle and your diet. And it's not like overnight, or you take these supplements for 30 days and you're gonna notice a difference. Like, you're not gonna notice mm-hmm. a difference, but maybe taking collagen, supplemental collagen, will lead you to do other healthy changes in your diet, but it's not going to be the collagen itself that is mm-hmm. the anti-aging, what do you say? Cofactor. No, the anti-aging.
Yeah.
What is it called, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not the supplemental collagen that is going to be anti-aging, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that placebo effect has a role in this?
Maybe. I mean, I believe in placebo because I really believe in the power of the mind. And I think, like, after reading a lot of Joe Dispenza books and podcasts that he has been on, he has really, like, even extended my knowledge of the fact, like, of how much we can influence our body and the subconscious parts of our body. So I think maybe it could, but I think it's going to be like, at some point we can't fool our bodies.
Yeah. I mean, I do get, after maybe the
first 5 years, but then maybe, I don't know. I think the truth of, like, all of these health trends will always show. And it's also important to acknowledge the fact of, like, who is behind, like, who's producing these products and who's funding the studies on all of the positive things that are being said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, interesting. Yeah. For sure.
So it's just do your own research.
Yeah, that's always important, definitely, before buying into these things. Absolutely. Alrighty, next one is prebiotics. No,
pre/slash probiotics.
Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. I was like, pre-probiotics? pre and probiotics.
Yeah, and I think this is also something a lot of people talk about, especially if you have, like, a lot of gut issues. People always talk about, are you taking your pre and probiotics? And I think it's, like, important to acknowledge the fact that there is a lot of healthy bacteria in our gut and maybe not so good bacteria in our gut. And that balance is important for our overall well-being. But I would say, like, it's between fair rated and overrated, because I like the concept, but I, again, not one single supplement is going to help you restore the biotics or the gut flora. And for example, I know a lot of people talk about this, especially after getting food poisoning, and they want to restore that gut bacterial balance. But in some in some cases, it can actually, like, starve the unproductive bacteria. So that's good. And I know Medical Medium talks a lot about it, but he talks about elevated biotics. And basically what that is, it's like the layering or the coating on fruits that is grown in the wild. So, for example, if you find an apple tree in the wild and take a bite, on the outside, it will have all of these amazing biotics on it, which will be super beneficial for your health. And also he talks about, like, melons. If you have a melon today, it's going to protect you for, like, the rest of your life, because it has so many good phytochemicals inside.
Whoa.
Of it.
Wait, yeah. What? The rest of your life?
Yeah. Like, he says that maybe if you remember having a piece of watermelon 3 years ago, it's still helping you out fighting against, like,
stop.
Unproductive
That's
bacteria
insane.
And everything. So it's
That's
very cool.
Wild.
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So but, lots of melons. But so I don't really know. I mean, I'm not an expert on pre and probiotics, but I know it's a lot of people talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I will, like, really look into as well. But I think this is a little too overrated, because I always believe in the fact of eating a healthy, balanced diet in order to achieve optimal gut health, and not taking, like, ingesting a supplement or a capsule to do that for you.
Yeah.
What about you?
I definitely agree with most of what you're saying. I have a little bit mixed feelings about this because I've taken probiotics before, and they've really helped me out, like especially with, I feel like with bloating and digestion mainly. I don't know. I don't know how exactly it works, but for some reason I was able to like digest foods better. I don't know, you know, it always depends also, like maybe I changed other things as well, I don't know, but I definitely agree that it's like a balance between like I think first of all definitely always diet and yeah, like what you're eating and what you're putting into your body. But I think and to a certain extent it can be helpful. Because I know that a lot of people have benefited from it, and myself included. So I can't say like completely overrated, but I do think like in general, like as a trend, it's definitely very overhyped, I would say. And again, this comes back to like you can do so much with diet and probably the same exact effects. And like you said, I think like also eating foods that are grown in the wild, like you mentioned like picking an apple from a tree, or like wild blueberries. Like when we're in the mountains, we pick wild blueberries. Or I love going to like my local farmer's lady who grows all of her vegetables herself with no, what do you say, like sprays and stuff,
Pesticides.
chemicals, pesticides. Thank you. And so that alone, like you're gonna get a lot of good bacteria from that, and that's really gonna help your gut. But sometimes it's just hard to have access to that. And I think definitely one thing to consider with these things is the quality. I think it's really, really, really important to look into the quality. And I know my chiropractor, she also said that I can't remember what the number is, but it's something like the probiotics have to have a certain number of different bacteria for it to be a good one. So that definitely matters a lot as well with these things, is the quality. But I would say fair rated to overrated as well, similar like you, but probably for different reasons.
And I really love your input as well, because I, when you say it definitely can help out as a solution after, for example, you've been taking lots of antibiotics, or you've had the flu, influenza, or you've been food poison, and that can like really help you momentarily to restore your gut and provide it with those bacteria that it needs. So for those situations, try it out and see if it works for you. But otherwise, like we said, always try to get it through a balanced diet. And next one is walking. I love this.
Yes, I think we're pretty much both on the same page at this point. But
You
should I start? Do you want to?
can go, you can go.
Okay. I think this is underrated for sure. I think it's
Same.
definitely like a trend with like, you know, hot girl walk, whatever. But I think in general, like people need to get moving more, and like especially this type of movement, like not strenuous movement, but really just gentle movement for your body can be so freaking beneficial. And I think so many people have no idea about this and do not like see the benefits of it. And again, this is something with consistency as well. It's like you really have to do this regularly, and you're gonna notice and see the benefits. And I think from like your day to day can literally, like for me, whenever I feel down or sad or unmotivated or whatever, like you know, a walk will always lift my mood. It will always make me feel better. For like mental health, anything like that, like just getting outside, getting yourself moving. But not in a stressful way, because like I think walking is just such a nice, like it's such a calm, gentle way for you to move your body. And I think nowadays it's like we're in so much stress constantly, like we constantly have so much pressure And, you know, we put a lot of this pressure on ourselves, of course, but in general, like our lives are so filled with so many things, and just walking, like getting out in nature, just has so many benefits, and like breathing the air and just like taking a minute, and you know, you can listen to podcasts or whatnot. Like it just has so many benefits, and I think it's highly underrated.
I mean, I don't even think anything else, because I really agree with each and every thing that you said. It's highly underrated, and it's such a good way to move your body gently, especially if you're suffering from chronic illness and don't have a lot of energy. Just going for a walk around the block will really support your body. Mm-hmm. Also with like lymphatic drainage, getting that circulation going. And it's such a good way to detach. And I feel like it's also a really good type of movement, especially for women around their cycle, and just mm-hmm. a time for you where you can connect both to your body and mind and with nature. And I really love it so much. And I think everyone should do it more, because then you'll really be able to experience the wonderful benefits that come along with it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
And the next one is super exciting as well, because I know that you got one, right? It's a period cup.
Yeah, I've been using it for actually like, oh my God, like I think like several years, like two years, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, like two, yeah. I think so. Since that, yeah. Okay, anyways, that's irrelevant. But I think this is underrated. I don't know if it's so hyped up or like if it's so popular. I actually haven't seen it much like on socials, but
I don't think so. I haven't seen it either.
Okay, yeah. But I think definitely like when you know about it, it's like, I don't know, it's a kind of like a secret like little thing that you can use. But I, for anybody that doesn't know what a period cup is, first of all, it's basically what the name is. It's a cup that you can use for your period instead of like a tampon or pads and stuff. And you pretty much like use it like a tampon, but just that you obviously have to empty it out and then you wash it out and then you use it again. But I think it's highly underrated, and I think people should really, or women should really use this more, because it has so many incredible benefits, both for the environment as for your health. Tampons can be so, so damaging to your body, and there can be a lot of chemicals inside.
And bleach, oh my God.
And bleach, exactly. And there can be a lot of side effects, and a lot of women I know have a lot of issues with it. And I think this is a really great alternative, because, you know, you buy it once and you have it for, I think, 5 years. Like personally, I've switched mine. I've had two and since I started, just because, I don't know, at one point I was like, okay, no, I want to switch it. But on the packaging, it says that you can keep it for 5 years, which if you think about it, like for me, it costed, I think, like 15, 20 euros. Like if you think about how much money you spend on tampons and pads and like other period related products, like 15, 20 euros, that is nothing. Mm. For like a year, like for me, it was like a year, maybe a year and a half, probably. If you think about it, like that's insane. Like alone the money that you save with that, then obviously the benefits that you have for your health, because there's basically no like side effects. Of course, you have to check like the material and stuff. You have to sterilize it properly, and clean it between uses and stuff. But other than that, like it's great, and you can leave it in like a tampon. I leave it in for like oh my gosh, I don't even know. But like I think it's up to 12 hours even, which is pretty crazy. Amazing. Like I definitely change it more than that, but that's really good. So. Yeah, No, I think this is definitely underrated, and a lot more women should definitely use this.
I agree. I think it's so underrated. And ever since I saw it, like, in the store, I was so curious because it's such an important innovation for, like, female health and around,
yeah,
like, our menstruation and everything. I think it's such an important step that each and every one of us can take in order to achieve better health, because, like, most of us have our period once a month or whenever you feel like using the period cup, and that is quite often. Like, it adds up over the years, and if you use good quality products, then that can be so life-changing to your overall health.
I completely agree. Alrighty, next one is calories/calorie counting. This is an interesting one.
Oh my god,
what's your take on this one?
Well, my take is that it is way too overrated. I think we should be counting chemicals over calories, as I like to say. This can be super damaging to people. Of course, like, it is a guideline that you can follow, but I truly think that when you are connected to your body and to its needs, then you don't need to count any calories, because you will see the signs. Do I have enough energy? Do I not have enough energy? And that's a sign to eat. And I think this whole calorie counting era, like, I don't even know, because it's been around since quite a long time and it's not going away really. And it's on so many products, and a lot of, like, stores even put calories up for each and every dish. And I think it can be super toxic to a lot of young people who are trying to stay sane in this society, which has so many beauty expectations, everything. So I really think it's very overrated. I know that calorie counting has, like, led to restrictive eating and even eating disorders for so many of my friends. And yeah, I mean, I'm not on a positive note with calorie counting, so I don't promote it.
No. Yeah, no, neither of us do. I definitely agree with everything you said. And I think there's definitely a fine line. In general, I completely agree with you. You should definitely have a feeling of, like, you know, how much energy you have and how you're feeling, and kind of go off of that. But I do think that it can be useful for certain people. But again, it has to be, it's a very fine line, and it really can, like, be used in the wrong way very quickly, and be very damaging. And it's, like, something that you have to be very careful with. But I think in general, like, it's good to understand, like, if you have a certain issue with eating, it can be useful to understand the amount of calories, because in the mind, like, sometimes people literally don't know that, like, they're eating too little or they're eating too much. And so then understanding kind of the numbers can be, like, a visual aid. But again, like, I think in sense of, like, getting better and getting to a better place, this is not, like, something that should be used. because, like you said, it can be very, very restrictive, very toxic, and it can really take you down a bad path. So, I definitely think this is very overrated, and, like, for the average person, let's say, it definitely should not be used. And I think intuitive eating is definitely the better way to go. I think this is, again, very individual, but there is for sure, like, a very fine line with using this.
And I also want to say, like, if you are someone who's been, like, dragged into the whole calorie counting trend, or, like, think it's helping you in any sense, you really need to be mindful, and, like, maybe it's going to help you temporarily, but let it just be for a short period of time, and instead learn that food is energy that is meant to fuel you, and not associate like a certain food with the amount of calories it has, because I think that can be very destructive. So really see food for what it is and like all the amazing benefits it has, and focus on that rather on the amount of calories that you're eating, because it's not going to matter if you eat good food that provides your body with healing and hydration and all vitamins, minerals, nutrients. That's like the only important thing, and looking at like your macros and everything, but not calories, I would say.
Yeah, no, completely.
And down the line of food, we come to carbs.
This is a good one. I think this is underrated. I think people demonize carbs a lot nowadays. Yeah. And like we know, carbs is a major tool for our body, and our body runs on carbs. Like our brain literally needs carbs to function properly, and depriving yourself of that can be really damaging in the long run, especially. And yeah, carbs are great. I love carbs. I think carbs are one of the best things you can do for your body. And they can be super healing, and they provide you with energy and fuel. And yeah, they're great. I think they're highly underrated.
Oh my God, definitely agree with you, Vale. It's so underrated with carbs. And like you said, I think they've really, like the whole health world, they're just focusing on proteins. Make sure to eat enough proteins. It's oh like the God, only yes. thing you need to survive. But carbs is literally the only thing
you need to survive.
Yeah, and like the thing is that when they demonized carbs, people take like potatoes and a lemon cake or like a chocolate cake. They put it on the same level. And that's like so not relevant, because you need to be looking into like what carbs you're eating, of course. Like, but the carbs that they talk about are not like carbs from vegetables and eating fruits. And that's where also like fruit fear has come from. People are afraid of eating too much fruit because it has too many carbs. Same as like sweet potatoes. People are so afraid of it because they think it's going to make them fat. But we need to realize that the carbs that we should be like not eliminating, but trying to decrease from our diet, it's the other ones that are like made out refined. Of white processed, refined flours and sugars. And that's so different from the rest.
Yeah. And it's also like what also makes a difference is like the way that carbs or in general food is prepared. Like, for example, a steamed potato is very healthy and has endless many benefits. But a fried, drained in oil, covered in oil, a fried French fry, let's say, is deep not going to be French beneficial. Fries. A deep fried French fry, exactly. That is not going to be beneficial. And those are the carbs that are not good. Yes, that's the way that it's prepared. But a steamed or an oven-baked potato is perfect.
That's a
good carb. So it's also like you said, like it's the type of carbs as well, because definitely like refined carbs aren't very good.
But and that's about like putting natural, like one label over all of it, which can be a little bit dangerous. But we love carbs because carbs is the natural form, and I love carbs and they're so underrated. So don't be afraid of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right. Staying on the topic of food.
Yay. Love it.
Cauliflower rice. What's your take?
I mean, in general, I love cauliflower. Such an amazing vegetable. You can do so much with it. For example, cauliflower rice. And I think when it's prepared in the right way, because it's all about preparation and like the dedication and love you put into cooking, it can really be such a great substitute for rice, for example, or gluten in your dishes. And it will really provide you with so many benefits. So I think cauliflower rice should really be getting more attention. I feel like some people are starting to get it. but one thing that I think is like overrated is buying cauliflower rice from the freezer at supermarkets.
That
because
exists?
Sometimes I've done that. Yeah, in Sweden it exists. And I was like, oh my God, this is so time saving for me. I'm going to try it out.
No way. Then
it's like covered with, I mean, ice, and it just becomes like soggy rather than like rice texture dry. So, I mean, it works, but I would say just doing your own cauliflower rice at first, and then you can try it out and you'll give it an honest chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I didn't even know that existed. That's pretty cool.
What about for you? When are you like using cauliflower rice also, if you do use it?
Yeah, there's so many ways to use cauliflower rice. Like, obviously, like you mentioned, like a substitute for in rice, like, for example, with a curry or something, it's super nice. Or what I also love is sushi with cauliflower rice. I'm pretty sure that Anthony William actually has a recipe with this.
Yes, he does.
And yeah, in Singapore, our helper would always make it for us. And it was the best thing ever with this like tomatoey chili sauce. Oh my goodness. I dream of this. Like she is the only one that can make this well. I don't know. I just, it's such a mess every time I'm trying to make it.
I haven't even dared trying to make it because I feel like it won't stick together. It will just fall apart.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I guess because she already is like a pro at making sushi, like normal sushi, I guess she just like works around it. But because I'm just not a pro at making sushi in the first place, it's like making sushi and then with cauliflower rice is like, wow, that is just another level. So definitely have not given it a good chance in a while because it just, I don't know, I guess I'm afraid. But no, there's so many ways to use this. And I think it's such an amazing alternative, especially if you're, you know, limiting grains and things like that for a while. This is a really good alternative. And I think it tastes really good. I know for some people they don't really like the taste, but I agree with you. Like it's really about the preparation and the way that you prepare it. And I personally, the one major tip that I can give you guys is to put a little bit of broth into when you cook it. And that just adds so much flavor to it. And I don't know, it's such a game changer in my opinion. So that's definitely something that you can try out if you haven't already. But yeah, no, I think it's definitely underrated. I think you can really utilize this in so many different ways. So
I love it. And I also want to say, because the first time I tried cauliflower rice was when I tried out a recipe from Thyroid Healing Book, I think. And it's the medical medium fried rice. And it was just so good. So
yeah,
if you haven't tried that yet, make sure to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, it's an underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So should we go on to cold showers and ice baths?
I'm just crying internally.
I become freezing. I become like seriously frozen just thinking about it.
I mean, yeah, I think if you guys have listened to previous episodes, I think you guys know our take on this one. But for me, definitely, I think it's like underrated to fair rated, in my opinion, because I think it definitely is a trend at the moment, like especially ice baths and the, what's it called, cryotherapy or whatever.
Yeah, and cold plunges.
Cold plunges, exactly. And cold showers as well, I guess, is also a trend. I think it's definitely very hyped up, but for a good reason, in my opinion. There's so many benefits to this. And when did we cover this? Was this last episode?
Yeah, I think it was last or two episodes ago.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more about the benefits, definitely tune into one of those. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but 7 or 6 probably episode 7 or 6.
I mean, you should listen to all of them anyway, so just go back.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I definitely think this is a great one. It can definitely be challenging, but I just see it as like a mental challenge because it like your mind does play a big role in this. And I love challenging my mind. So this is, yeah, a great one. And I think I mentioned this on the other episode as well, but I'll quickly mention the here as well. For anybody that does deal with like inflammation, red skin or like skin rashes or any kind of skin issues, this is like a great one that I can recommend. I used to use this a lot when I had a really bad eczema, and it's super cooling. And I don't know, you just feel like, for me, when I had really bad eczema and I would take a warm shower, I would feel 10 times worse afterwards. Like my whole body would just be red and irritated and itchy, and it was just not good. And whenever I took a cold shower, I would feel better afterwards. So that's something really good that you can use. And obviously it has other, many, many other benefits. But yeah, explain your take on it.
I mean, I agree with you, and I think that it can provide with so much pain alleviation for people who suffer from any skin disorders, especially like eczema, or like it can be a great tool to cool your body down from the outside, because sometimes when you're overheated, especially with skin disorders, like your liver is overworked and it needs to be cooled down. So that's so cool. And I think I definitely admire people who do this, because I can acknowledge like the discipline that you need to have doing it, because even though you know something is good for you, you don't always do it. Like, I think we also talked about this episode about like what's good for you, but it's so hard to do certain things. And I definitely think that this is one of those. But like for me personally, I'm just like a chronically cold person. And going into cold water, even in the summer, taking a bath, like, or swimming in the Swedish ocean, I mean, I can't do it. It's so hard because it's cold and I'm just starting to shiver.
Even in the summer? You don't like going in the summer?
No, oh, like, crazy. I mean, in Italy, it's fine. Because the
water, but in Sweden,
the water there is warmer. Cold. But in Sweden, I will do it because, like, if I'm laying out sunbathing or been out like the whole day, maybe gone for a walk, then it's super nice to cool down. But just like going down and take a dip, I mean, oh my God.
I'm that person. I will literally go down to the ocean. Like here in Marbella, the water is so freaking cold. Like, even in the summer, like, I don't think, except for Sweden, I don't think I've ever experienced such cold ocean water. But like, I don't know, to me, I love it. Like, I absolutely love it.
It feels so good afterwards.
Yeah, but even like during, I don't know, I just love the, like, it gives me such a like high almost.
I don't know. But it does release a lot of like positive hormones.
Yeah, endorphins and stuff. Yeah.
And exactly. Like my mom, she always says that there are two things in life they will never regret: going out for a walk and taking a cold swim.
I love that.
So it's so very relevant for this episode as well.
Yeah.
So I guess for me personally, it's overrated because I don't know. I'm not there yet, but I want it to be like, I want to be that person. And in India, actually, when it was super warm outside and the water, like they didn't have a middle, it was either super hot or cold. Then I did a cold and I really had to practice with my breath to like stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so I do agree that it's definitely challenging sometimes. Like now that I'm back here in Marbella, I mentioned this earlier to Mira, but my apartment it doesn't have any heating. And so the only thing that's heating my apartment is like me blasting my aircon on warm air. And because a lot of I have a lot of stone features in this apartment, and so the apartment itself is during the day it's colder than it is outside, like the temperature outside. Like outside when I go for a walk, it's warmer than it is in my apartment because my apartment just stays really cold. So for summer it's great, but yeah, for these winter months it's not so great, and I'm pretty much freezing all the time. But I took a shower earlier today, and I was literally the entire time I was just under warm water. I could not turn it on cold because I was so cold. So I think there's definitely a time and place for this. And weirdly, I really enjoy cold showers in the winter in my place in mountains when it's like literally negative 12 degrees outside. Then
oh
I love
my
it,
God.
Which is so strange. But I guess it's also like our apartment is very warm there. And so like inside it's like very cozy, but yeah, no, it's definitely, there's a time and place for these type of things for sure.
Amazing. I love that we have split views on this, but I can totally understand where you're coming from. And I think I would say it's fair rated, but for me, it's overrated.
Yeah. I mean,
depending
that's
on like, depending on everyone's conditions as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so
Alrighty.
Next one, I mean, it's health coaches.
I think we're a little bit biased on this one. But
yeah, definitely. But I mean, we need more health coaches in the world anyway. So
exactly.
If you're planning on, then listen up.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I just wanted to say something and I forgot it. I hate
well,
it when
should
it
I go?
My phone. Yeah, sure. Maybe
and
we'll
then
come back to
if it comes to mind, you'll just interrupt me.
Right. I'll just
okay,
scream.
So I mean, both Vala and I, because I think we're on the same page, believe that health coaches are underrated. And then personally, I mean, I think that health coaches is coming, like it's getting a momentum kind of. And I think also after the pandemic, people are really starting to question like, and or analyze rather, their health. And if you ask like anyone, they will always say that they'd like their health to be better. And I think health coaches are really amazing for helping people fill in that gap, like bringing them to where they are. No, bringing them to where they want to be from where they are, and connecting
yeah.
the dots and really helping people like structure out what can be done to see that improvement, and helping people establish long-term healthy habits and lifestyle changes. And this can be for anything, like even emotional health or relationships in your life, a better relationship with food, healthier diet, bringing in more physical activity, and really just giving you the right tools. And I mean, as a health coach, personally, I can't make my clients do anything, but I will give suggestions for them. And in the end, it's a really, I would say it's just about keeping your clients accountable to their goals and reminding them of their intentions, because we get lost in that on our day, like during our day, in the stresses of the day, and keeping us or keeping them in alignment with their goal and intention. So I would really say that health coaches, I mean, I really believe that everyone should have a health coach. And even me as a health coach, I've worked with a health coach. I think you can never achieve optimal health, but it's more about like making it into a journey and always adapting and taking in and taking out things that are not working. And it's definitely a fun journey of just self-exploration as well.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have much to add to that, but I agree with everything you said. And I think it really is about the accountability that you mentioned. And it's kind of like, I love the like thinking of it as like the health coach is the passenger and the client is the driver. And like, you're basically just there to kind of like help your client along their journey. But they're in the driver's seat, like they're making all the decisions and everything, but you're just there to kind of guide them and help them along the way. And I really love that, because that's really what it is about. Like, it's not about the health coach like telling you exactly what to do, but it's really about like the client is really like understanding what they want to achieve, and then the health coach basically just helps you to get there. And a big part of that obviously is the accountability and kind of giving them the tools that they need in order to reach that goal. And like you mentioned, like I truly also believe that everybody can benefit and should have a health coach, because another perspective is just always going to be helpful. And like, of course you can get certain advice and things like that from like the people around you, but it's never going to be the same as somebody that's like not in your life and looking at it from a different, completely different perspective. And it's also going to give you as a client, it's also going to give you a completely different point of view hearing from another person, you know, on your situation. And so, yeah, there's endless benefits to having a health coach. And like you mentioned also, like health coaches can help you in so many different areas. So, yeah, definitely recommend.
A big underrated.
Yeah, for sure.
And to finish this whole fun episode off, I thought it would be very suiting to put celery juice in the end, because if you're an OG, then you definitely know that celery juice talks will forever stay in our hearts. And there's a whole, like, I mean, that name is basically talking for itself. Celery juice is something each and everyone magical should be drinking. And provides so many amazing healing benefits, and it also prevents a lot of things from actually happening or developing in our bodies. So I definitely think it's underrated, and I don't think I need to add on to more on that. I just think it's underrated, and if you haven't tried it out yet but been planning to or thinking about doing it, really take the time to do so as soon as possible.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I don't think we have to talk much about this. Like, we have a whole episode talking about celery juice if you want to go back. It's I think our first episode, I think, from season one. But I think this is again one of those things, like it is with, what was it, manifesting good health and gua sha, is that celery juice can be very misunderstood. And it is definitely a trend that a lot of people are doing because it is a trend. So I think understanding the benefits behind it can only increase the benefits that you can gain from it. And so, yeah, I think this is definitely something that's misunderstood. And if you're not properly informed on it, you're definitely missing out on certain things that you could be gaining from it. So yeah, definitely very underrated in a sense. I think fair to underrated probably is my rating.
And I mean, probably a lot of people listening, they will be like, I appreciate celery juice. And maybe some who are listening haven't tried it out and don't get the hype about it or why it's trending. And maybe some have tried it, but not for the right reasons or not in the correct way, which is just simply drinking plain celery juice on an empty stomach in the morning. So really give it a go, and hopefully we'll see our perspective on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been so fun. I really hope we can do this soon again. And I love hearing what all of our listeners wanted us to talk about and give our input. And of course, there are so many more things to cover, all from trends, products, and different foods, and so much more. So I'm sure that we can do this soon again.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely let us know if you enjoyed this type of episode. We certainly did. And yeah, if you liked it as well, we would love to record one again very soon. But yeah, no, it's been very fun, and I hope that you were also able to learn something or take something away from this episode. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.